James 2:19 says, "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." As we come to our 24th 5-minute devotional on the evidence for God, we began by making it clear that when we refer to God, we are referring to the God of the Bible and are making the case not just for theism, but for Christian theism. That's why the first 12 devotionals showed the evidence of God from the Bible. Some apologists would disagree with our approach, saying that we ought to first demonstrate the case for a basic theism, and once we've established the case for the existence of a God, then we can get more specific about his exact identification and move on from a God to the God of the Bible. But these devotionals, although we would love to hear about some atheists or unbelievers listening and being challenged and then led by the Holy Spirit to repent of their unbelief, turning to God with faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ and becoming saved by faith in his gospel, that'd be great. But this Evidence for God devotional series is primarily intended to help the believer. We want those who know that they are saved to also know why they believe what they believe and to be equipped to then speak intelligently to lost sinners. And as you talk to lost people, you'll get 1,001 different arguments. You'll hear that many excuses or reasons that they reject God, reject the Bible, or just reject the gospel outright. And these devotionals can help you understand their questions and provide answers. But the reality is that because so few churches focus on really teaching people anything these days, and so few preachers are teaching the Bible or anything of real substance, I can only speak for myself, but I found that few Christians that I've ever met have heard this material that we're presenting. And as a result, not only are they unable to talk to others about these matters, but they are left with questions that remain unanswered, which then causes them to have their own doubts and questions. So for that reason, we jumped right in and made the case for believing in the God of the Bible and basing our faith on that Bible and the God of prophecy. And if the responses we've received in these first few months are any gauge, then we've succeeded to at least edify a good number of the brethren with that material. There's much more to come about the evidence of God found in the Bible itself, if the Lord tarries and allows us to continue to produce these devotionals. But after giving some powerful evidences for the God of the Bible in those first 12 devotionals, we moved on to cover the evidence for theism based on what is referred to as philosophical evidence. And as we move on from that, we just want you to understand how that information should be used. The fact is, if a person claims to be an atheist, then you cannot start with the Bible. The Bible itself says so. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says that it's clear that if a person does not receive the Bible as the Word of God, then it will not work on them. Go read that verse carefully and meditate on it. "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God," listen, "which effectually worketh also in you that believe." If you're talking to an atheist, they won't receive the word of God as the word of God because they don't believe that there is a God. Therefore, you will need to prayerfully present the case for God as you feel led by mentioning Pascal's wager and discuss the ontological argument or the cosmological argument and the teleological arguments, the moral arguments, the arguments from experience and miracles, and importantly, by presenting your own personal testimony. Honestly, I have to review this material at least once a year because I just tend to forget things. So I'll use these devotionals as much as the next guy because I want to obey 1 Peter 3:15 that says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." I want to present the case for God, not just a God, but the God. "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." The point is to lead lost souls to the God who came in the person of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.